Does the new hire get sworn in?
The new hire?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Amy. I know that was a hard-fought battle for you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. You have to get sworn in, Amy.
Not till January.
You're going to have to arrange that with Betsy.
Not till January.
Not till January.
She's still finishing out the term through the end of the month.
That you appointed me to.
This meeting is called to order. Can I get an approval of the minutes for October 1st, 2015?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item, communication for information.
None this evening.
Actions on matters still pending, new business?
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
We received a request for a continuance in the matters of Lieutenant Sean O'Brien and Aaron Satunsky at their request. So that has been, that hearing is continued until further notice. Also, we received a notice of withdrawal from Vincent Trujillo.
Okay, may I ask that we amend the minutes to show that Ms. Heller was also at the October?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
That's my problem.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton? Amy's making notes.
Would you like to revisit the minutes?
Please, and no, you just stated because I.
So here's my issue.
Yes.
I was moving too quickly and I seconded the motion to approve the minutes from last meeting of which I was not present.
Oh.
So I thought maybe somebody else should or we should amend that.
No,
No.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. I have a second from Mr. Hansen and we'll go back and all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And Amy's not voting. Oh, Amy's abstaining.
I won't bother with that.
Okay. Next item, Human Resource Director reports, and we're going to reverse the order and do the request for the extension of temporary over 2,880 hours. Brianna, I'm not even going to attempt it. Customer Service Representative.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the.
But please, somebody else do.
Okay. Civil Service Board. First, I do have just two reports on the list extension, and then we'll go to the action items.
Okay.
But I did approve, Mary McDougall approved on my behalf, a one-month extension. Oops, I'm sorry. I'll start with the water plant maintenance worker. That is a list extension request for. This was a list that was established November 4th, 2014, with 11 candidates, and no vacancies have been filled. But this is a list that's used for current employees to set up to a higher classification when they're filling temporary vacancies. So I did support the approval of a one-year list extension for the water plant maintenance worker.
Okay. And the second item?
The second one is a firefighter list extension, and that was a one-month extension that was approved from September to October, end of October, to allow them to hire a class. So it was just a timing issue, so that was approved as well.
Thank you.
So the first action item is listed on your agenda item as B. It's a request for a extension of a temporary, and Human Resource Analyst Teresa Dent will present this on behalf of Customer Service, and John Hoffman is in attendance.
You need to have a longer neck here. Okay. Chris Summers, members of the board, my name is Teresa Dent from the Human Resources Department, and with me this evening is John Hoffman, Customer Service Operations Manager. We are here to request, as Joy said, that we need an extension for a temporary employee who is over their 2080 hours. And John, if you have questions.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sefton.
Is it Brianna Escarcega?
Escarcega.
Carcega.
Escarcega.
Thank you. Tell me, she was originally hired as a temporary employee. That's for 6 months, 1040 hours. Was that ever extended?
Yes, correct. It was extended one time through the end of October because she was actually brought in to backfill a permanent employee who was serving in a project capacity. So we brought her in as the backup coverage for the employee out on project.
Okay, I'm just trying to do the math here. So it was extended in October or?
To October.
It was extended. It would have been extended, see, in March of this year, it would have been 12 months, correct?
That is correct.
So it would have been extended 6 months before that.
It is correct. She has exceeded 12 months. It's the 2,080 hours that we're asking for the extension on. We do have a new CSR list that employees are currently applying for in December. We would like to give her an opportunity to apply for that list.
It seems like the 12 months of the 280 would already be passed. Isn't that correct? But there's another extension in there. But it's still 12 months in a two-year period, correct?
Okay, so something I did want to add. There was some, and this is just us sifting through some things, there was some issue around a military person being out on leave in which we didn't need to get that extension for our rules. And so later on, we discovered that that might not necessarily be the total case. So there was a little bit of confusion on this one in terms of a military person going out
well,
on leave.
Well, there's still a little bit of confusion.
So I guess the question...
Board Member Heller, please speak into your mic.
Thank you. Sorry. The question I have, just help me understand, has she already hit her aggregate 12 months of total time within the two-year period?
You're claiming that there was some other kind of exemption or something?
That is correct. She has exceeded her 12 months. We have, again, there was confusion because we had a military service and we didn't understand that we still would need to do that. So when we identified that was an issue, we immediately tried to get on this board meeting. Ms. Escarcega is a fantastic employee that we would like to retain. In fact, she was to be here, but she's actually taking outage calls right now. She volunteered to take outage calls because we have outages happening in the Faircrest area. And I think it speaks to what a willing employee this is, as well as one who's done very well. I do want to acknowledge, yes, she is over. And again, that was our error. We acknowledge that. And it's why, as soon as we discovered it, we tried to get on this board meeting to address that.
Well, my math, it looks like she was over a long time ago.
So she was a temporary employee, so some of that time, if she took time off and things like that, it was not part of the 2,080 hours. But yes, she has exceeded both the 12 months and the 2,080 hours.
I have a question. Okay. I have a question for our legal counsel. Do we have the authority to supersede the merit system rules on this issue?
Well, I mean, you have the authority to approve it. The issue, as I see it, would be whether you can approve it retroactively, whether it would have retroactive effect.
So,
and I think you do have that authority.
We do have that
authority. I would submit, yes, you do, based on what they've indicated it was.
Did we already approve, did we approve this 6 months ago? Did we approve the 6 month extension?
I don't have any independent recollection. I don't think they
Someone. You'd know, no, wouldn't you?
You did not. This is actually my first time before this board, so no, I'm sorry. We did not approve this 6 months ago.
Board Madam Member Chair. Hansen.
And I have another issue, too. And from your memo, it looks like the anticipating round of hiring would occur in February for this position.
That is correct.
So I'm not following why you would need a six-month extension if the hiring is going to take place in February.
Well, originally...
You're talking about from October to February, correct?
Correct.
So it's a retroactive...
Oh, so we're going...
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
And I... Excuse me, Chair Summers.
Human Resource Director, please.
So in the personnel rules, it does allow temporary appointments to be extended by the appointing authority, which would be Steve Hatcher, and my position to cover an additional six-month period from the original six-month, and then no position may be filled on a temporary basis or any individual employed on a temporary basis beyond the 12-month aggregate period time in any two period unless approved by the Civil Service Board. So the first one did not come here. It was done with the appointing authority in my position, and then we're coming with the additional beyond the... It's 12 months aggregate time in any two-year period is
so,
how the rules
are. You know, I'm trying to follow. Madam Director, are you saying... you're saying that you approved the initial six-month extension?
Yes, from that time frame. I don't have that in front of me, but I
am
confident that was done because of...
Well, that just brought us up to March of this year. She was hired in March of 2014. The extension would bring us up to March of this year, and you know, we hit the 12 month mark a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, and it's acknowledging that there were some oversights on this, but as soon as it was brought to the attention that we needed to properly make sure that the temporary appointment extension was brought to you.
I don't know what we can do here.
Well,
Board Member Heller?
I see that we have the authority to grant an extension. What I'm struggling with
is the retroactive
piece.
I don't think it's prohibited by the rules. I'm not aware of any prohibition that would prohibit you from so doing. Typically, the board standard is like when you're granting, for example, a waiver, is if it's in the best interest of the city. So if the board determines that it's in the best interest of the city, I think that you can be legally justified in granting it retroactively. I think the risk of that being challenged is low.
But, okay, I appreciate that. Just help me with my math, though. You're asking for an additional 6 months.
From October to February.
Right, but what about March to October?
They're not asking for that.
Did the employee work from March to October?
For most of that time period, yes. Because, again, we did have a leave there, and that was part of what led to the confusion, is that we had a leave where the employee was not here. But we did exceed the 12 months, yes.
So if I understand it, was there an extra year? I'm just trying to clarify for myself. Is there an extra year beyond that should, and if there is a request, should the request cover the time that it would have expired through the February with retroactive effect? That I think is appropriate. But if you do a 6 month retroactive, I think then you still have a gap. Probably until you get to the hiring. What I see.
Well, how much leave did this person have? Are we talking a month? Are we talking 6 months?
No, it was not. It was not 6 months. Again, though, this...
I think that's the only way it would work.
Yeah. So because this employee was temporary, any time off they took would have not counted towards the hours, but I recognize it counts towards the 12 months. So, again, part of this was we were looking at the 2080, but, again, we did miss the 12-month time frame.
So I think we need to amend the request to cover the full time period of the time lapsed. If we're going to do a retroactive approval, if that's the desire of the board, we need to cover the full time.
You know, does anybody here even know the hours that we're talking about? Hours that Brianna has already worked?
The specific number, no. But again, I could go back and confirm the dates when the six-month extension would have ended and what that would have, what when we would need to start this at.
Board Member Hansen?
And I just have a, you know, I don't think there's a lot that we can do about this at this point. But I just want to, if we approve this, I'd like to approve it with a caveat that we expect that the rules will be followed in the future, and that we're not, by approving this, we're not waiving following the rules in the future.
I think that's a very good point, and one thing that we have communicated with Ms. Escarcega several times is that we would be expecting her to take the test. If she's reachable, she would be eligible for consideration. If she's not, then we would let this extension expire.
So,
Board Member Heller, thank you.
Pardon me.
That's okay. Go ahead. I'm still
okay. Board Member Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry for interrupting. So the process for the employee to become a permanent employee would be in February. I thought you looked like you were going to say
okay,
something.
Okay, so right now, actually, we've recruited for the customer service list. It's a big list. A lot. We actually have, I think, 700 people or something like that. And so the test that they need to take has actually been pushed out there. It will close within, I think, Monday or Tuesday. And then the list will be established from that. I believe the old one is expiring in February, which is why they're saying February.
No, the,
so
the
I mean,
one has already expired.
Okay, so it's already expired. So this one we could actually establish prior to that if we needed to.
Board Member Heller?
Is it reasonable to believe that you'll be able to complete the hiring process and appoint the most desirable candidate by the end of February?
Yes, absolutely, because we... So there are a couple of reasons. We expect the list to be established before the end of December, and we need to do our hiring in January so that our class actually starts with a two-week notice at the beginning of February. So, yes, it is.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Is that the list that this person was hired off of?
Was originally hired off of, yes, for the temporary position.
So, did she test to be on that list originally?
Yes, she would have. Mm-hmm. Yes, she would have. Unfortunately for her, she has to retest because she's a temporary, and that's how we took her off the list as a temporary. So, in order for her to be a permanent, she has to be pass this next test that we're giving right now.
Why aren't you, Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton.
Why isn't there a request to hire this person as a permanent employee?
You mean a waiver of competitive exam?
Yeah, I was searching for that.
Again, and this is just looking back on this now, there was some, I don't even know if it was confusion. We actually had thought that she, or not had thought, we were looking at someone who was on military leave, and that changed the dynamics of what we were getting ready to do with this. And once we realized that that was not the case, we just said, well, we'll go ahead with extending her hours. And yes, that's a great idea, Mr. Sexton, but Board Member Sexton. However, that we did not do that.
So here we are. What is the pleasure of the board?
I'm sorry.
Well, Madam Chair, I would approve what they're proposing, but I would like to add to that approval that whereby doing this, we're not waiving the following of the personnel rules in the future.
Do I hear a second to that motion?
Can I amend the motion?
Board Member Heller.
Would you consider an amendment that the board would approve an extension of the time from March 18th, 2015, through February, what's the last day, the 29th? 28th, 2015.
Wait, what?
It's not a leap year next year, I don't think.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
through February 28, 2015.
2016.
16, thank you. For Ms. Escarganza. best shot at that.
Carcega.
And then include...
Carcega.
Would you be okay with including the dates? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we do have a leaf year next year, so it is the 29th.
Oh, yeah. Correct. 2016.
She got me.
So with the amended language, which would say that we are approving the request for extension of temporary over 2080 hours for customer service rep from March 18, 2015 to February 29, 2016, with the caveat that our rules will be followed in the future. Is that what I hear?
Yes, and by doing so, we're not establishing a past practice of waiving the rules.
Okay.
Believe me, I never want to come back to you asking for this ever again. I mean, I would love to visit again, but not for this.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, just trying to do the math here in my head. So we're approving 2080 hours from March of this year.
You know, I hadn't put the hours in my motion because I'm concerned.
Well, that would, it's the same thing. It would take us to March of 2016.
Yes.
So it's the same thing, okay. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my question was, and thank you so much for doing this, Board Member Heller, is that what we're doing?
We're
retroactively approving.
All right.
So actually the hours 2080 should not be in there. The dates should be there.
Well then thank you both very much. You did very well.
Okay, so it's been moved. I did not hear a second.
Oh, I guess I have to.
Okay, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your patience and understanding, and we guarantee this will not happen again.
Madam
Chair,
thank you. Before you run off, one more thing I want to say. I've complained about these reports in the past, not having very much information on them. And they've been really good of late, but you know, I think this one is really lacking. You know, I think when you got a big story to tell, you know, you could use another page or two. You know, and this one, you know, doesn't really tell us much about you know the situation. It just, you know, we want this many hours, and that's about all we got here, you know. So I find this one, you know, really lacking. I think, you know, the city has done a really good job. You know, we haven't talked about these for quite a while. They've been really good, but I think this one's really lacking.
The other thing I would say, too, just under
please speak into your microphone.
Board comments is that although it is very rare and we wouldn't want to see it except on the very rare occasion, we do have the provision to have the non-competitive appointments so that when we have an employee who's been in a position for a long period of time, we don't wind up wasting taxpayer money, your time, and going through what might be seen as some as a sham type of recruitment, only to place the person that we've had working for 2 years into the position. So just a thought for future reference.
Both were excellent points. Thank you very much.
And I will echo,
was the most excellent.
And I will echo what Dan has said. Two pages is usually good. A page is usually bad. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the next request for your action is a request for a waiver of competitive exam for an associate, for two associate construction managers. So I have the human resource analyst Audrey Hornbuckle, and with her is the Public Works Construction Division Manager, Chris Larson.
You got two pages. You're doing
well.
Yeah. You're doing great.
Yeah, one page bad, two page good. It should go much better.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. I'm Audrey Hornbuckle, Human Resources Analyst with the City of Tacoma. With me this evening is Chris Larson, Engineering Division Manager for our Public Works Department. We're here to request a waiver of competitive examination to appoint Tony Matheson and Phil Ringrose into permanent positions as Associate Construction Managers. Both of these employees participated in competitive exams in order to be hired with the city. Mr. Matheson joined the city in 2008, and Mr. Ringrose came to the city in 2013. Both have approximately 3 years of experience working in positions, project positions, as associate construction managers with the city, and they are very seasoned, knowledgeable, and capable team members. There's no current associate construction manager eligible list. The last one expired in June of 2014. And it would not be in the best interest of the city to go through the process of conducting an open external recruitment when we have already identified highly capable people who we would appoint to these positions, and we do not want to create the public perception that there would be a vacancy when in reality there would not be.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the board. Again, I'm Chris Larson with the Public Works Department. Thank you for considering this request. Public Works currently operates with four full-time associate construction managers. We have two permanent and the two project managers. These two project positions were hired to handle an increase in the number of projects we had a couple years ago. The department is responsible for constructing city infrastructure that includes roadway, bridges, streetlights, and signals, with an annual budget of $30 to $60 million for the projects that comes in through gas taxes and grants, and also our new $17.5 million street improvement initiative. The project manager position requires extensive knowledge, and these administrators manage contracts, and they coordinate with project engineers, project managers, inspectors, with other utilities, and also other agencies. At this time, I'd just like to give a little more information about both Tony and Phil. Phil is currently managing several construction projects that includes our $10 million Tacoma Avenue Bridge rehabilitation project, and he holds a bachelor's degree in construction management. Phil started with the city in 2013, and he's managing our $9 million Port of Tacoma Road project, and he has over 16 years of experience managing construction projects and holds a bachelor's degree in urban planning. Both Tony and Phil are very experienced and knowledgeable team members, and they're valuable city employees, and we'd be happy to answer any questions. And Tony is on the right there, and Phil's on the left of the back there. So.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Associate Construction Manager Tony Matheson and Philip Ringrose.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we grant the request for waiver of competitive exam. Is there any further discussion by board members? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Would either of you like to say a few words to the board?
Certainly.
Please, come up. Congratulations and thank you.
Speak to the microphone here. I definitely appreciate the opportunity and you waiving that examination process. And I love the staff I've worked with for the last several years. And it's an enjoyment to bring the experience I had before this as well and provide a high level of service to the city of Tacoma and be to provide that opportunity to continue providing that service. And I won't let you down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank the board. This was very nice to come in here and go through a smooth process like this. I was born and raised in the city of Tacoma, so continue to live here. And
what schools?
I went to Truman and Wilson. So
okay.
And my dad retired from the city after 37 years, and I take a lot of pride in building the infrastructure in the city, and I appreciate the opportunity. and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for not leaving Tacoma.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
One last thing I want to say is I want to thank you both for the excellent report. A lot of really, really good information, and just like the report should look like. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
comments by the public.
One line, please.
Comments by board members?
Madam Chair, board I just wanted Hansen. To bring up the issue of the residency and whether or not we were going to revisit that in another work
That's
session.
That's scheduled for a study session in, is it January or February? It is scheduled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it
Great.
Is already scheduled.
Okay. Well, thanks for working on that. I appreciate that.
And the schedule for the January meeting, is how close to New Year's Day is that? January.
Oh, it's the next
after.
Week.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. So we will have a study session then on the 7th.
January 7th?
Yes.
Is that the date for the residency study session? Was it January or? I'm trying to remember.
I
if it was January.
Would need to review the notes, but I was thinking February.
I thought it was February also.
Would you need more time to get ready for that too, Joy?
Well, we had scheduled some of our prep time, and I was trying to see if it was.
Would
So February would be better?
I think so.
Okay, then February it is. Is if that's okay with Board Member Hansen.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank
sure.
you.
Yeah.
I was just.
Now wait, Mr. Dan, because
Madam
Heller
Chair.
Had her.
I'm sorry.
Hand up.
I don't always
Board
see
Member
over
Heller,
there.
I know.
I do have a quick comment under board member comments on a different topic. I would like to say thank you to the HR director and her staff. I recognize that it's hard, that we all are human and make mistakes from time to time, and to lay it out to us and own that. I know that's difficult, and I appreciate that. I would much rather work with the staff to try to fix something than to have it swept under the rug and come out years or months or whatever later. So I really do appreciate that, and I know that's not your standard MO, but thank you very much.
Thank Madam Chair.
Board Member Hansen.
Yeah, and I would just like to affirm those remarks, and having made a few mistakes myself as a human being, really? I can understand that those things happen. I know that's a surprise to Mr. Sexton, but Board Member Sexton, but anyway, thank you.
Okay, put me
Board
down
members,
for a me too.
Okay, Board Member Sexton, it's me too. Is that really all you will have to say?
No.
I didn't think so.
Madam yeah. Chair, going back to January, I was just wondering if there's any chance that we might have a hearing in
we might.
January.
We don't know yet. The officers have not gotten yeah. back to us.
All right.
And I, again, would like to thank the staff for all the hard work they've done, and especially through trying times. I appreciate it. Happy holidays. Hearing no further business, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I got to get my car moved because I didn't think it was this long. I get a ticket for 5 minutes. I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah. Really?
I remember that.
Wow.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Congratulations again
oh,
for your
you,
election.
Sir. I know that hard part of
it. Yeah. They can get ugly sometimes, I know. I'm in there. So.
Thank you. Maybe we can get Bethany to do it. And do a little celebration
oh, yeah.
afterwards.
Yeah. I would like that. I would too.
Good?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It
Thank
is
you.
So yucky.
Wow.
Thank
you.
Your hair is getting long, Wendy.
Great jab on the motion.
Yes. I know that feeling.
And I'll get there and
I'll
have to cut off.
Yep. And we'll
start over.
Know that feeling.
Oh, boy.
I know. Tell me.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. See you guys later.
Happy holidays.
Been there, done that. Have a t-shirt.
All right, everyone. All the best.
Bye, thank you.